Hello, welcome to Think It Through. This is Trevor Sloan, Ratio Christi Chapter Director at Kansas State University and Secretary on the Executive Board of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. We're here every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time on Angel 95 FM. Hey, we're here with Rick Schenker, President and CEO of Ratio Christi. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing marvelous. Wonderful day here in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. It's nice here in Kansas, too. All right, first off, what is Ratio Christi?
Well, Ratio Christi is an organization that places apologists, resident apologists on university campuses to start to work with students, mostly Christian students at first, to start a club on campus, an apologetics club, to teach students and faculty the philosophical, scientific, historic, logical reasons of why they should be following Jesus Christ, why Christianity is true, and most amazingly, how to take that word out into the campus and tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ.
That is awesome. As you know, I am, and as my listeners know, I'm a chapter director for Ratio Christi. I love the organization. It's a great organization.
And we love having you and so many other apologists on board. You know, it's kind of interesting, Trevor, that about 4 years ago, apologists were at seminaries getting master's degrees and saying, "What are you going to do with this when you're done?" And they'd say, "I don't know. What are you going to do with this when you're done?" And a lot of people didn't have a lot of answers, but Ratio Christi came along and opened up a lot of opportunities for apologists around the country, and at one of the most important places at the university.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys, we're doing a great thing. All right, second question. How long have you been with the organization, Rick?
I found Ratio Christi when it was a student-run organization at Southern Evangelical Seminary. I found it in 2010. It wasn't incorporated, didn't have a board of directors or any money, just some students trying to start a movement. They thought that if they could put an apologist on a university campus with some students and form a club, that might be kind of a neat thing.
Awesome.
And I found that in 2010. I showed it to my wife as soon as I found it. I said, "I think this thing's a mass movement ready to happen." And the board of directors at Southern Evangelical Seminary in early 2011 voted to go ahead and cut Ratio Christi loose from the seminary and let us become our own independent corporation. They turned it over to me to incorporate it and put a board together and raise the funding. So that it was February 2nd, 2011, Groundhog's Day of all days, that we incorporated Ratio Christi. We had our first board meeting February 5th, 2011, and we had 10 chapters back then, 10 chapters at 10 universities, including places like Ohio State and Texas A&M and NC State, and even went over in South Africa.
Wow.
Since then, since February of 2011, now we're over 140 campuses around the world, most of them in the United States.
All right. What do you see as the future of Ratio Christi?
Well, the goal is, for us to be on 500 campuses. That was the original goal. We thought we could meet that within a five-year period, but what we didn't understand when we first started is that the amount of growth that we would have right at first, growing so fast, caused us to have to slow down the growth because we didn't have the staffing to keep up with it. There was only myself and one other person, Blake Anderson, working for the organization.
Wow.
And we couldn't keep up with the growth, let alone support the organization. So one thing had to suffer, and of course it was the growth, and so we could support the chapters that we had either starting or up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, we've shared that information with a few people, and a couple of foundations have both come in with a couple of $100,000 grants.
Awesome.
To help us start staffing properly, and we've started to grow again. As a matter of fact, since about the beginning of April, we've started to grow significantly, and I think we've grown 10 chapters or more in the past 60 days.
Wow, that's awesome. I know I just started the chapter at K-State back in March, so yeah, there's been quite a few new people come on since I've been on. What is your goal for Ratio Christi as an organization for the next 5 years?
Well, we've got several goals. One of them, of course, is to get to that 500 chapter mark, which we're hoping to grow somewhere between 50 and 100 chapters a year. The real goal was to try and grow by 100 chapters a year, but we have to make sure the staffing is there to be able to handle that growth. The second goal is to take this internationally. We've started an international division to start to take this around the world. And we're really kind of in development phase of that concept of how we do that. We have an idea of taking apologists, either existing apologists like yourself or folks that are still in seminary, mm-hmm. on short-term mission trips to targeted locations around the world, and going into an area to do a weekend conference at a church, and then follow up that weekend conference with 2 weeks of training for local people in some basic apologetics. We've dubbed this the Ratio Christi Apologetics Academy.
That's great.
And it's only for taking, folks overseas. So, our director, John Stewart, will kind of serve as dean of the Ratio Christi Apologetics Academy, and then we'll be recruiting adjunct faculty to go on these missions trips, short-term mission trips. And of course, just like every other short-term mission trips, folks have to raise their own money, but we think it'll be a good opportunity for apologists all around the country to get some time in other places, spend some time on university campuses.
Absolutely.
And so forth. There's also the next phase of Ratio Christi, which is our Ratio Christi College Prep. We're very excited about it. We've done some piloting on the training part of that. We're about to hopefully go into the phase two of the pilot program on that. But that is a program where we expect to reach down into the high schools and junior high schools. Mm. And it's a program where we'll work through apologists like yourself in communities and reach out into the local churches and start to train some lay leaders that can be part of an apologetics team in that community to start reaching high school and junior high school students. Those are some of the goals right now.
Awesome, awesome. Great goals. That sounds... I especially like the idea for the high schools.
It's very much needed because a lot of kids are getting to college and losing their faith, and college clubs can't reach them all. So it'd be better to get them before they even got to college.
Yeah, I know the statistics for people that come to Christ after the age of 18 is pretty low. So we need to get them while they're young. All right, why is Ratio Christi so important to the success of college students around the world?
Well, we've all heard these statistics ranging from anywhere from 50 to 80% of Christians, evangelical Christians, walking away from their faith after they leave high school and head off to college. And to be honest with you, we should never lose a student for intellectual reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Christianity is true, and that's a good question, is it true? Is Christianity the truth? If it is, then it should correspond to reality, and there should be arguments that are much more favorable to the Christian worldview than any other worldview.
Absolutely.
So that's what we focus on, and that's why we think it's so important that we get on campus. We don't try to replace other ministries that are doing what they do on campus, which is... most of the other ministries almost are like a church on campus, Chi Alpha, InterVarsity, and Campus Crusade for Christ, Baptist Student Ministries. We don't do what they do. We only focus on training students in classical apologetics and discipling them how to share that information with other people, so hopefully they can have conversations with atheists and agnostics and folks of other worldviews, Muslims and others, about the reasonableness and intellectual veracity of Ratio Christi, or of Christianity. Hopefully, Ratio Christi has some intellectual veracity too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The non-compete clause is a big hit on a lot of campuses. I know. I really enjoy that. The fact that we have that,
and it's really helped us with a lot of campus ministries who think, okay, we don't need another ministry on campus, but once we get there, they start to really say, oh man, these guys do only focus on that one thing, and they help my kids become better disciples and better evangelists. So it's a great thing.
Absolutely. All right, last question. What would you say is the best thing about Ratio Christi?
Well, this is actually my favorite question, and I'm glad you asked this one. The best thing about Ratio Christi is how amazingly we turn kids into evangelists for Jesus Christ. Mm. It's really amazing to watch a student, many of them never having witnessed to anybody before in their life after coming out of youth groups in high school and so forth, and they sit down with our apologists and they get some training on the existence of God, the arguments for that, the existence of truth, the minimal case for the resurrection, or the full case even for the resurrection, historical reliability of the Bible, and some other things. And they're out talking about these things on campus on a regular basis. I ran into one student, for instance, at the University of Kentucky, and I said, well, what's different in your life? Because it's amazing. I'm in the honors, I think it's biochemistry program, and every lab I go to is filled with students that are either agnostics or atheists, and all they want to do is talk to me about why I think Christianity is true.
Yep.
And so, you know, we see these things happen all the time, and of course we have a program where we ask our apologists not to just train them in this, but to also say to them, you need to teach what you've been taught. Mm-hmm. And we actually award the students with an award called Legatus Christi, meaning Ambassador of Christ, because they can not only have conversations with seasoned with salt, the gospel all the time, but they can also teach other faithful men and women who can teach others also. So we're after an evangelistic movement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have one or two students that I'm expecting to be awarded that certificate in the next few years.
That's great.
I have a student who's working on the Biola certificate this summer in apologetics, actually.
Great. Well, and Trevor, I just want to say that, you know, that certificate that we give is not about a highest honor or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. You know, I have an article written on the Ratio Christi website called Evangelism, the Way Jesus Did It, Gimme Five. And the Gimme Five is, you know, I'm asking apologists at their university, give us five kids that are willing to learn this stuff, go out and talk about their faith, and that have been trained to teach other faithful men and women. What we're after is if we get five out of every university right now with 140 chapters, we'd be putting 700 people into the marketplace every year that are confident witnesses and evangelists for Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
So, even if they're not perfect, get them started in sharing their faith and training and get them out into the real world where they can make a difference for Christ.
Absolutely. I appreciate all that, Rick. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Ratio Christi or anything else before I let you go?
Nope. Just looking forward to making it to Kansas someday and seeing what you're doing there.
I appreciate that, Rick. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. We've been talking with Rick Schenker, President and CEO of Ratio Christi, the organization that I work for as a chapter director at Kansas State University. Ratio Christi is an awesome, awesome ministry. You can check out the website at ratiochristi.org, and you can check out our particular chapter's website at K-State at ratiochristi.org/K-State. And then if you're interested in the blog, you can check out ratiochristi.org/K-State/blog. We also got a bunch of other blogs and a bunch of other stuff from other chapters and other chapter directors on the website. Thanks for listening. Next Monday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Bill Roach about Carl F.H. Henry and apologetics. Thanks for listening to Think It Through. Be sure to listen every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time. We'd appreciate your comments as well. Email questions to thinkitthroughapologetics@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our Ratio Christi website at ratiochristi.org/K-State.